Easter is all about being raised up. Whatever the force is, whatever the light is, whatever it is that speaks to your heart and your soul and raises you up, that is what today is about. Jesus here is a serious companion who I met when I was doing chaplaincy work at Children's Hospital in Boston. And when the children, the Christian children, needed to be raised up, we sat together, and they could keep Jesus in their room with them and talk to him. So while he is a doll, his presence is important and meaningful to us, and we'll be telling his story today. I open with the words of Lucy Nagus in her poem called Christ Power. This is another way of looking at Christ. Look at him. Look not at his divinity, but look rather at his freedom. Look not at the exaggerated tales of his power, but look rather at his infinite capacity to give himself away. His infinite capacity to give himself away. Look not at the first century mythology that surround him, but look rather at his courage to be, his ability to live, and the contagious quality of his love. Stop your frantic search. Be still and know that this is God, this love, this freedom, this life, this being. And when you are accepted, accept yourselves. When you are loved, love yourselves. Grasp that Christ power and dare to be yourself. May this be part of our Easter message today. Blessed be.
Good tea.
Jubilate Deo, Jubilate Deo. Well, what does that mean? It means rejoice in God. And as I said early in the service today, whatever it is that brings joy to your heart, whatever it is that lifts you up, that raises you up, that is what it's about. And when I opened with the reading, Christ Power, it spoke about love and light and freedom and being. And those are the very, very essential core soul topics that we are talking about today. That's what we're rejoicing in. We are rejoicing in our spirits, in our connectedness to all that is. Now, remember that those essential qualities are available to all of us, but it's a matter of choosing. It's a matter of intentionally turning towards the light in all circumstances. It's not about being rejoicing in, If there's, for instance, the bad economy now, there's been a lot of economic distress in this country. It's not about rejoicing for the problem. It's about rejoicing in the problem. It's about learning to turn towards the light, not by denying that there are problems, but by seeking that which lifts us up. And each one of us has an individual light that lifts us up. Now, today we're talking about joy and sorrow, darkness and light. And while these seem unconnected, they're really completely connected, because without experiencing one, without knowing darkness, we wouldn't recognize the contrast of when light enters our life. And if you are a living, breathing human being, and it appears to me that we all are, if we are that, we will have known darkness. You don't walk through life without knowing some despair, some shadow time. And so today, Easter is about the resurrected life. It's about turning, it's about transforming, it's about embracing the light, it's about finding that light, searching for that light through all times. Remember, the shadow in the Easter story, the tomb in the Easter story, is not the end, it's the beginning. It's the beginning. Very much like a butterfly, very much like a butterfly. Cocoon doesn't look like a great place to be, does it? It just doesn't look like, you know, a place that any being would like to find themselves in. But given the darkness, it takes the darkness, it takes all the processes that go on in there in order for the wings to form, in order for the beautiful butterfly to emerge, in order for the light to shine through. So if you've ever been to that place beyond help and beyond hope that you think you cannot escape from, remember that the shadow is only the beginning of the story, and that the light is always within and always a possibility. There is no darkness that light cannot form within. So I wish the fullest blessing of that light. And that's what the Easter story tells us. The Easter story is the story of the power of love, the power of freedom, the power of light, the power of life to transform what appears to be broken and in darkness and in death, to transform that into the resurrected life, to transform that into light, so that river of light that really flows within each one of us is given life. I had a short Easter message for you today because we shared extensively with the children and shared the Bible story, the whole narrative of the Holy Week. And so I wish you all to move towards the light, towards hope, and towards the transformed life. Blessed be. Alleluia indeed. Alleluia indeed. May we go forth uplifted this day for all the beauty that is in and among us. May we rejoice. Today, may we roll stones across entrances, opening gates in fences rather than building walls between people. Today, may we go forth in hope, living into the light within us and around us, rolling stones away, embracing the qualities of love, life, truth, and beauty, the Christ power qualities. Blessed be, and amen.